Hi, this is Heather Markell, the Bullbuster, and founder of the Bullbuster Cafe, where we bust through our bull by grabbing the truth by the horns and empowering our lives, and the Bullbuster Boardroom, where we take the bull out of our business and boost our bottom line. And as you hopefully know by now, these blogs are titled with a lie of the day, a lie that I attempt to bust through in the hopes that whichever lies resonate with you that you're using in your own life, that you are empowered to bust through them and empower yourself in your own life. So today's lie of the day is assume the worst. Have you ever noticed that, you know, whenever a friend or a romantic partner or anyone, you know, just doesn't call you when they said they were going to call you, as one example, you just automatically assume it's your fault? I know I do it. I laugh because I chat with my friends and they seem to do it too, you know, because, right, obviously the reason that they didn't call you as at the expected time and day is because they're mad at you. So, you know, of course, you better go and analyze every moment of time between the last time that you talked to them and today to figure out what could it possibly be that you did wrong to piss them off so they didn't call you. You know, and if you can't figure out the reason, then you got to make one up, of course. You know, like, Maybe you shouldn't have agreed with them that their boss is a complete idiot, because, you know, maybe now you've just completely made them insecure in their job, and now that their boss is an idiot, oh my God, what does that say about them? And they're stressing out about it, and if they talk to you again about it, it's going to make them feel even worse. Or, oh no, I know, maybe it's just that when they showed you this new shirt they bought, and you said that, you know, it was nice, but you thought maybe they'd look better in blue than yellow. Probably what they thought you said and what you meant was that they need to wear darker colors to hide their huge gut. And they don't even have a gut, but oh geez, now you've called them fat. And no wonder they haven't called you, because who wants to call someone that thinks that you're fat, right? And so you better call them right now and apologize for even insinuating that they're obese at only 5'5" and 110 pounds. Drop everything you're doing. Call them now and apologize. Ugh. What a waste of mental energy. All this time that you've been trying to find fault with yourself and blame yourself for someone else's behavior, you could have been enjoying a book, getting work done, or not boring your friend with all this anxiety that you have over this overanalysis that you're doing. In your own life, right, when you don't call someone back, don't you usually have a reason? Like maybe you got an unexpected phone call, or you had to cook dinner, or maybe you just completely forgot. After all, isn't it possible that the reason that this other person's behavior, that whatever they're doing, the reason actually has maybe nothing to do with you? Sorry to burst your bubble on that one. So today's call to action is this. If you find yourself stressing out over someone else's behavior and coming up with, you know, 25 different negative reasons about why it is that they are behaving this way and how it must be because you're a horrible person, try assuming the best. Replace your negative thinking with thoughts like, she got so inspired from our last conversation that she actually went and threw out all her crap, and now she's enjoying that clean, uncluttered space of her apartment in complete tranquility. Or maybe he got that job offer and he's so busy now doing work he loves. How great is that? And if that doesn't work, hey, maybe they just walked down the street and walked right through a movie set and boom, they got offered the lead role in the TV show and they said yes. So that concludes today's lie of the day. You can learn more about how to kick the bull in your life, as well as the Bullbuster Cafe and the Bullbuster Boardroom at www.bustyourbull.com. Until next time, this is Heather Markell. Bye-bye.